Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and along with me is Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we'll be answering your questions on a variety of topics. And Chuck, these are all questions that have been emailed to you. And are you still able to answer all those emails that are coming to you?
Well, I try in one form or fashion, either by direct answer through email or by reading them on the air and answering them right here as we do the broadcast. So one way or the other, most people will get an answer. And if I can't do it, we have people that are trained to answer on my behalf. Either they're so urgent that I just can't get to it, or they're more complex than I'm prepared to do the research on. So I do encourage people to write me personally, Chuck Bentley at crown.org, and I will do my best to answer your questions.
Well, we do love hearing from you, and it's very encouraging to not only hear your questions, but to hear your testimonies as well. Again, Chuck's email address is Chuck Bentley. That's all one word, Chuck Bentley at crown.org. And Chuck, if you're ready, let's jump into this first question. It's a business question and one that is maybe counter to most other business questions we're hearing currently. This woman's business is actually doing very well in the economy, and she's ready to start to expand and grow. But she is feeling guilty because she has friends whose jobs or businesses are not doing well or completely being eliminated. And her question is it wise for her to take the risk of expanding in this economy, even though there are a lot of what ifs that can't be answered at this point?
Well, the very first issue I want to address is that she should not feel guilty for being successful in business, and it shouldn't influence any of her decisions on whether or not she's going to expand or slow down just because others don't have jobs around her. In fact, your business success is one of the greatest ways you can help them. Small business owners are the heroes of the American economy. So don't feel bad that you're doing well. But ask yourself before you expand some of these key questions. Do you have the cash reserves to weather another downturn in the economy if you expand into this new space? Can you get a short-term lease at a great price on the real estate that you need? Because I wouldn't recommend going into a long-term lease right now. And can you do all of your expansion without incurring any new debt? Now, if you can answer yes to all three of those questions, you've got the cash reserves, you can get a short-term lease, and you can grow your business without any new debt, then I think you should do it and grow that business. And I'll have a few more comments about this when we get back from the break.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're answering your questions today. And Chuck, before the break, you were giving some advice to a business owner who's actually doing very well in this economy about how to take this next step.
You know, Dave, it was an interesting question to me because she was basically asking, should she stall the growth of her company? And I think in this economy, there's so much uncertainty about the future that many people are in that exact same holding pattern. It's like they're circling the tower and not sure if they should fly to the next destination or try to land the plane or just keep circling. Recessions create a lot of uncertainty. But I think it's a terrible decision for any business owner to have a strategy to simply stall or to hold on to what you have. I believe you need to continually try to grow. If you stop trying to grow and expand, you're likely to get killed in this economy. So always get up every day and try to grow and improve and expand your market share. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being ambitious. As long as you're wise and you're following the principles of living within God's economy, I say go for it to all of our business owners who are listening today.
Well, Chuck, you mentioned a word that I want to highlight for just a moment. You said the word uncertainty. And I think one of those areas where there has been so much uncertainty has been in the housing market. We've seen home prices drop. We've seen all kinds of very sad and difficult things that have happened. One of the interesting upsides right now has been for those who have an adjustable rate mortgage, they've actually seen their payments drop. But this next question is from a listener who's looking down the road and wondering, should they go ahead and convert to a fixed rate mortgage, even though by doing that, they'll actually increase their monthly payment over what they're currently paying on their adjustable?
Well, I'm going to give a very short and simple answer. Yes, convert to a fixed rate mortgage. You have such incredible exposure right now with the potential of inflation coming your way. So while you may be enjoying the downward pressure on interest rates right now, you're completely vulnerable and you have great risk exposure to rising interest rates in the future. I don't like adjustable rate mortgages in any form or package. Convert to a fixed rate mortgage as soon as you can. Look for the cheapest way to do that. I would recommend you go to bankrate.com before you lock into any one rate. But now's a great time to lock into a fixed rate mortgage.
Chuck, a lot of people are considering either converting from an adjustable or lowering their fixed rate. Are there some cautions that you would give to those listeners who are looking at making a change in their mortgage right now?
Well, obviously, always get the lowest interest rate that you can and pay for that money in the cheapest possible way. Look for as low of a cost for a new mortgage as you can possibly find. Be sure there are no hidden fees. Understand your closing cost well before you go into that closing so that there are no surprises on the day you're trying to close that loan. Also, try to get the shortest term possible. If you can go into a fixed rate note and take a 15-year term and begin to aggressively pay it off, you're far better off than starting over on a new fixed-rate mortgage for 30 years where you're paying upfront that interest for years and years and years. So go to a lower term, even if it costs you a little bit more, so that over the long term, you're going to pay a lot less for that house you're living in.
Chuck, another area that we get lots of questions is, should I continue to invest going forward? Should I pay down where I am at now on my home or credit cards? And this particular question comes from a listener who has a very stable scenario, but one that probably others would identify with. This listener is 36 years old, married. They have two children. They have about $30,000 in a money market account for emergencies. They're debt-free except for their home. And they have about $110,000 in a 401k that is matched by his employer up to about a 6% contribution. They're considering suspending any additional investment in that 401k for the purpose of redirecting that money to pay off their home. And the question is that a wise choice in this current economy?
You know, Dave, I would say that the typical scenario of people that write me and ask me for investment advice looks something like this. They have almost no emergency savings. They have very little equity in their home and a pretty substantial mortgage payment. But they have some plan that they're contributing to for their long-term retirement, and they're doing pretty well at that, and they're excited about it because they're socking away money for the future. The problem is that they have no current liquidity. Also, they're assuming that that money in the 401k is going to be there in the future, and therefore they feel like they're making wise financial decisions by taking the tax benefit and the matching gift from their employer. Now, in this case, this listener is doing relatively better than most because they have emergency savings, they have the opportunity to pay down their home, and they realize that setting that money aside for the future may not be the wisest financial decision. And I agree with them. I think paying off your home is a great idea. Now, it defies all conventional wisdom because most people are going to say, no, take the tax benefit and the matching funds from your employer. But that money is at risk. And if you were to lose all of that, you basically have nothing to show for a lifetime of saving. But if you pay off your home and you can't lose your home, no matter what the economy does, then you'll have something to show for it. Now, your home may go down in value. I realize it's not a good investment decision, but it's a good decision from a godly standpoint to live in a home that's paid for and then save for the future. You're going to be so much better off to get that home paid for, especially if you agree upon that as your financial goal as a couple. You'll enjoy the benefits of having no mortgage payment, and you'll be able to put more away after that home is paid for. So that's the advice I would give you. I think you're doing a great job with your money right now. Keep trusting the Lord, and then don't give up until you get that home paid for. And then you can go back to putting money away in that 401k.
Chuck, this next question comes from a couple that are sort of on the other side from our last question. This is a retired couple. They're debt-free, and they're in good health. But they have a question about what you mean when you say that they need to have 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside.
Well, it's an interesting question, isn't it, Dave? Because I use that term a lot, and I've always thought that people understood what I was saying. But when I say set aside, I mean that you have access to those funds without having to pay a penalty for using the money. In other words, it's not set aside if you pay a penalty for withdrawing it, either from a long-term CD or a 401k, a 403b, or if there are any penalties for taking it out of the market. So I recommend you take money and put it in a place where it's protected, probably best in an FDIC-insured account, either in a money market account or a short-term CD, and have access to it. That's what an emergency fund is for. If you have to have the money tomorrow, can you get to the money without paying a penalty? Otherwise, it's long-term savings or it's investment money, and there's a big difference. Emergency savings set aside that you can get to at any time.
We're answering your questions today here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and today we are answering your questions. And Chuck, before the break, we talked about 401k issues, and we have another question from another listener regarding their 401k. The question is, my company has just stopped matching contributions to my 401k as a way to reduce expenses. Now, they're planning to match contributions again in 2010, so would it be wise for me to stop contributing into my 401k during this period, as well as to give my family more expendable income through the rest of the year?
Well, that's a great question, and one that many people are asking, because that has unfortunately become a common way for companies to start saving more money. So the answer to your question depends somewhat on the current rate of return on the money you have invested in your 401k and the amount of money you have set aside to weather any storm. So here goes. If the funds in your 401k are growing, I think you may want to continue making contributions into the fund. But if you're losing money in those accounts and you need to increase your emergency savings to prepare for a possible layoff or disruption in your income, then I think it'd be wise to follow through with your plan to stop contributions through the rest of this year, get your financial house stronger, and then go back in 2010 when they're making matching contributions and begin putting money into your 401k. So many people get the cart before the horse. They get long-term savings in place, but they fail to have adequate short-term savings or money set aside, as we said before, that you can get a hold of without a penalty. So I hope that helps.
Chuck, this next question also involves a 401k. A younger listener says that she and her husband, both 26 years old, have just recently had to buy a car to replace one that had worn out, and now they're in the process of rebuilding their savings. She writes that she'll be leaving her job in a few months so that she can finish school, and she's not sure what to do with the 401k. Should she cash it out, despite the penalties, and put it into the savings, or is there another option that might be better?
Well, I would say don't cash out of your 401k. A simpler option is just to open an IRA and ask your employer to provide you with forms, and you can transfer those funds that were in your 401k into a simple IRA. And you can open that at a local bank or do it online. You can place that money into a CD or a money market account or even into a mutual fund if you move it into a financial service firm like Fidelity or Vanguard. So I think that's a much better option at your age. Don't take the hit. Transfer it, hang on to it, keep it in that mechanism until you turn 59 and a half.
Okay. Now, she has a second part to her question. This is a little more long-term question. They're wanting to know how to build their credit so they can someday buy a house. And her question is, would putting small amounts on our credit card and then paying them off every month help our credit enough so that we could get a good rate when we start house hunting?
Well, building your credit's a very tricky business, and let me just make a simple statement. It's done carefully, and it's done best if you have small accounts that you faithfully pay back. Basically, building credit is determining whether or not you're faithful at paying on time and within the term set forth for the repayment of that loan. So if you're going to use a credit card to build those small accounts of showing you're faithful with finances, pay them off every month, and that will help. Just be very careful not to exceed a balance on that card that you can afford to pay off every month, or you're going to get into a trap using that credit card. But also remember that saving money, saving up a large amount of cash in order to buy your first home, is just as important as trying to build credit. So do both at the same time, a little bit of credit, lots of cash. That's a better formula for buying your first house.
Chuck, this next question is a rather interesting one, and one that I've not yet seen in the ones that we've answered here on Money Life. And it comes from a listener who is a 55-year-old single woman who loaned her church $35,000 to help rebuild their sanctuary, which was burned in a fire. Well, now she has need for that money, and the church has come back and asked for an extension on the loan, and she's not sure whether or not to extend that or to go ahead and call the loan due.
Well, this is a very bad situation, and I've seen it ruin relationships many times. I don't think it's a good policy to loan money to the church. I think it's a good policy to give money to the church, but not to create a loan, because you end up in situations like this. And now you feel guilty if you say no to the church because they want to extend the terms. They're not ready to pay you back, and you feel like you ought to give them terms, but you need the money. So that's the kind of situation that you end up in when you loan the money to your church. So I think it is far better for you to say no and expect the church to fulfill the original terms of the loan agreement and to take payment on your note, close the books on that, and then suggest to the church that if they need to borrow money, that they should get a commercial loan for the project, whatever it is that they need that money for. But keep business separate from the church. And if you're going to help the church, give them money, donate it, but don't do a business deal with the very church where you're participating. It's just going to cause long-term problems. I hope that helps. I hope you're able to do it and that you don't feel guilty for saying no and getting the money back that you originally loaned them.
Chuck, one of the more difficult realities of this economic downturn is the fact that it's causing fear in the hearts of people who are trying to be good stewards. They're trying to be careful about their finances. But as in the case of this particular listener, they're afraid that we may be on the precipice of the economic earthquake that Larry foretold in his book. And so she's concerned and wanting to know, should she take drastic measures, things like selling her house right away, moving out to the country, kind of boarding up where they are and becoming a little more survivalist mentality. And it's a question that I think more of our listeners, even perhaps quietly inside, are asking themselves, is it time to board up and head for the hills?
Well, Dave, since last October, we've been talking about there are clear signs of danger. The signs that Larry wrote about are underway, and I think that's the reason there's been such a resurgence of this concept of urban survivalist, and there's a lot of that on people's minds right now. So I think this question warrants some pretty careful answers, and I want to do that when we come back.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're answering your questions today. Chuck, before the break, you used a term that I've not heard before. You used the term urban survivalist, and I don't know about others, but when I hear that, I kind of think of Rambo and putting riot wire around my house and getting lots of weapons. Is that what an urban survivalist is?
Well, the definition is certainly wide open right now, Dave, but if you look on the web, what you'll find is people who are generally concerned about food supply, so they're doing the kind of things like stockpiling food or growing gardens, stuff that I think makes sense anyway, preparing for possible food shortages, interruption in water supply, things that just make a lot of sense in case the electric grid goes down or our transportation system goes down. I don't think they're crazy. I think they're just people going to some extreme measures to be prepared for conditions that we don't really know whether they're going to happen or not.
Well, Chuck, getting back to our listener's question, you said that we needed to be careful in how we answered them. So let me go one at a time through her questions and let's take them apart. Her first one is, should we take drastic measures? How fast should we get out of debt?
Well, the Bible tells us that no man knows the future. So I can't tell you, nor can anybody else, what's going to happen tomorrow. But the Bible also tells us that if we see danger, that we should take action. And I think there's some clear danger signs out there. I think it's best to be balanced, sober-minded, and full of faith when you make a decision. Remember, God's in control whether the economy is good or bad. So should you get debt-free? Absolutely. But don't panic and make foolish decisions on your path to do that. I see no reason to sell your house now unless you can foresee that you're not going to have the money in the future to pay for it. And if you have real substantial equity now and you can sell it and get a good price for your home and can purchase one with cash, that's not a panicked decision. That's just wise. But if you don't think you'll get that kind of equity out of your house and you still think you need to sell it and you don't mind renting, then sell the house and consider renting for the next 12 to 24 months. But don't panic. Evaluate your financial situation and make a wise decision.
Well, she mentions here things like possible riots and home invasions, and she asks the questions, should she be concerned enough about this to move out to a rural area and leave the town that she lives in?
Well, if you live in a high crime area now, bad economy is only going to make it worse. So if you're in a safe area now, I don't think you're going to notice much change, even when the economy gets worse. Most of the crime is going to occur in high crime areas already. I don't think the bad economy is going to create significant problems where there's a nice, peaceful community right now. So I wouldn't go to that extreme. I would just talk to your husband. I would be sure that you're like-minded about your plan and approach regarding the economy. I would make good, solid decisions to get out of debt as soon as you can, pay off your house, live within your means, and trust God no matter what happens tomorrow.
Well, that takes all the time we have for today's program. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.